Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Coughlin, and here's what's happening. More than 60 people have filed suit against youth detention centers, alleging they were sexually abused while in the care of those facilities when they were children. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Anna Cole is a lawyer with the firm who's filed the four suits on behalf of 66 people now in their 20s and 30s, but who say they were sexually abused when they were children in youth detention centers in Pennsylvania.
Much of why we're seeing this abuse span several years is because there's a culture that tolerates the abuse. You see that where you do find survivors who will say they did report the abuse, but absolutely nothing was done about it.
The suits are filed against the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and VisionQuest. One of the lawsuits is filed against Devereux Advanced Behavioral Care, with 18 people claiming rape and sexual abuse by an adult in a position of authority.
That can stem from a number of other, you know, negligent acts on behalf of the institution where, you know, people are being hired who should never be hired to work with children, or they're not being trained properly.
Cole says there are many more survivors whose abuse falls outside the statute of limitations, and while there's been a push in the Pennsylvania legislature to give them their day in court, those efforts have fallen short. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It was a disgruntled employee who police say shot five people and killed two of them in a mass workplace shooting in Chester, Delaware County. At least one of those injured is in the hospital in critical condition. It happened Thursday morning at a linen store on West 4th Street. KYW's Justin Udo has more from Chester.
Francisco Kinty lives next door to where the shooting took place. He says in a matter of minutes, his usually peaceful neighborhood turned into chaos.
People screaming. First it was arguing, then shots, and then people screaming. Came outside, and then everybody was just running. Well, I ran inside to tell my grandmother, get down or stay down. Stay away from the window.
Delaware County District Attorney Jack Stolzheimer says it was an employee who came into Delaware County Linen with a handgun and opened fire on the workers.
This is a tragedy, a story that plays out too often across the United States of America. A disgruntled employee has walked into the linen shop, the Delaware County Linen Shop, and shot five people.
Chester Police Commissioner Stephen Dretzky says officers from Traynor Police Department were able to arrest the suspect as he drove away from the scene.
I have to commend my police department. One of the individuals who was shot, my officer's assistant, one of the employees, got him to the hospital.
Chester Mayor Stephon Roots canvassed the scene.
We have to get stronger with our gun legislation. We can't have guns in the hands of the wrong people.
In Delaware County, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Students at Benjamin Franklin Middle School in Bristol Township, Bucks County, had remote classes yesterday out of a precaution after officials say an 11-year-old boy fired a gun near the school Tuesday. KYW's Vic Ragupathy has the details.
Police say around 4 p.m. Tuesday in Levittown, Bucks County, an 11-year-old boy pulled out a .380 caliber handgun on Golden Ridge Drive as he was walking home from school and fired it at a house. The bullet struck a wall inside a bedroom, but officials say no one inside the home was injured. That was about a half mile from Ben Franklin Middle School. School district officials call this an isolated, non-targeted incident and stress there is no active threat. But out of an abundance of caution, officials kept Franklin students remote Wednesday and increased police presence at all other Bristol Township schools where students continued to attend classes in person. The 11-year-old is in police custody, and authorities say they are in possession of the handgun. Investigators are looking into whether the boy brought the gun to school with him. He's been removed from the school, and officials at Franklin say they are beginning the disciplinary process for long-term suspension or expulsion. Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Remember the I-95 collapse last year? Well, by tomorrow morning, all eight lanes at the site will be fully restored. The four permanent southbound lanes already open to traffic overnight. The northbound ones should be good to go in the next 24 hours. Governor Shapiro and other officials will be at Cottman Avenue later this morning to commemorate the occasion. The highway collapsed in June of last year when a tanker truck crashed and caught on fire, killing the driver. Crews reopened the temporary roadway within 2 weeks. Hormonal contraceptives can now be dispensed over-the-counter without a prescription in New Jersey. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
New Jersey Health Commissioner Dr. Caitlin Baston signed a standing order this week for hormonal contraceptives, which means people can access birth control at the pharmacy without having to see a doctor first to get a prescription.
We have created at the Department of Health individual patient handouts for the different types of hormonal contraceptives that include things like the pill, the patch, the ring, or injectable contraceptives.
Governor Murphy says it's part of his administration's commitment to protecting reproductive rights in the state. Dr. Baston says the most commonly cited reason for stopping or irregularly taking hormonal contraceptives is access to care.
And so this allows people to have that access and allows people to make that choice for their own bodies.
If a patient is eligible to receive a hormonal contraceptive, the pharmacist can furnish an initial supply of up to 3 months with refills of up to 9 additional months. All pharmacies, however, are not quite ready to dispense. They must first complete a training program on patient screening and proper contraceptive selection, along with patient counseling. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Matt Coughlin. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.